Oh, the NBA's good friend in China has done it again. And I use the term friend loosely here. Like I told you guys before, the NBA's relationship with China, all one-sided. This relationship, no different than any other in terms of the power dynamics. You have the alpha and you have the beta. You have one side who's dominant, the other subservient. One stands on their feet, the other gets down on their knees. I don't think I need to explain to you which category the NBA falls into with their relationship with China. Let's just be real here for a minute. Adam Silver, the NBA as a whole, they are China's bitch. There is a long, long history of Adam Silver in the NBA bowing down to China. Daryl Morey, for example, when he publicly supported the freedom fighters over in Hong Kong 2 years ago, Adam Silver went into a full-blown panic. He, along with LeBron James, both of them denounced Daryl Morey. How dare he speak out against China? Doesn't he know they pay us hundreds of millions of dollars every year for the right to abuse and humiliate us? It is going to be interesting to see the response from the NBA front office with what Enes Kanter did yesterday. And I give him credit, because finally, someone inside the NBA had the balls to call out China. I'm going to play a little bit of the clip for you. If you want to see the entire 3-minute message from Enes Kanter to the Chinese government, go to my Twitter, KC_BTL84. I quote tweeted it earlier this morning, but here is part of the clip.
My message to the Chinese government is free Tibet. Tibet belongs to Tibetans. I'm here to add my voice and speak out about what is happening in Tibet. Under the Chinese government's brutal rule, Tibetan people's basic rights and freedoms are non-existent. They are not allowed to study and learn their language and culture freely. They are not allowed to travel freely. They are not allowed to access information freely. The Tibetan people are not even allowed to worship freely. For more than 70 years, Tibetan monks, nuns, intellectuals, writers, poets, community leaders, activists, and many more have been detained, sent to political re-education classes, subject to torture, lengthy interrogations, and even been executed simply for exercising the freedom that you and I take for granted. There have been more than 5,000 political prisoners in Tibet the last 25 years. 5,000! Did you know that simply owning a photo of the Dalai Lama in Tibet is grounds for arrest?
Very well said by Enes Kanter. Adam Silver probably shitting in his office today. Oh no, my master, they are definitely going to be spanking my ass tonight, but that's okay. I'll probably like it. As of the time I'm recording this video, which is around 10 o'clock Thursday morning, there hasn't been a response from Adam Silver or the NBA front office. Nothing said. LeBron James hasn't issued an edict banning Enes Kanter from the league. There's been silence, nothing. But there has been a response from China. I don't know how much you guys know about life in China and the reach that the Chinese government has over their population. It's difficult for us here in America to truly grasp how miserable it is to live in a communist country. We don't get it. We don't understand. That's the reason so many of these damn wokers are running around begging to live in communism. We hear terms from certain politicians all the time. We need to fundamentally transform America. What that means, they want to get rid of capitalism and implement socialism or communism. From a politician's perspective, this is great. They get rich, you own nothing, and they completely rule your life. There is a plan in place right now, actually, for the average American to own nothing by 2030. That's what the $600 bank thing was all about. Joe Biden was forced to withdraw that law because he received so much backlash for it, and his approval rating is already in the shitter. It's hard for us here in America to imagine things like this happening, but the people of Tibet, the people of China, they live in these conditions every day. No freedom. The Chinese government tells you where to live, where to go to school, what to do for a living, how much you'll be paid, how many kids you can have. You'll want to speak out against it like Enos Kanter did? Good luck. You'll mysteriously disappear. Mysterious death of Chinese dissident linked to flying washing machine hitting him directly in the face. There is no such thing as speaking out against the Chinese government if you live in China. That's why what Adam Silver and the NBA is doing is so sickening. They don't give a shit about the Chinese people. They don't give a shit about the people in Tibet. All they care about is that Chinese check clearing on the first of every month. The CCP, they didn't waste any time responding to Enos Kanter. Tencent is the broadcast network that exclusively carries the NBA throughout China. Celtics and Knicks scheduled to stream on Tencent last night. But the game mysteriously disappeared. It was no longer on the schedule. It's like the Boston Celtics, New York Knicks don't exist. No explanation was given. No statement from Tencent or the CCP. Just poof, gone. It's not hard to figure out what happened. The government either reached out to Tencent directly to remove the game, or the Chinese government just removed it themselves. I guarantee you, the Chinese and Tibetan people have not seen the video of Enos Kanter. I guarantee it. Hell, the CCP, they won't even allow the Chinese population to watch Enos Kanter play basketball. They damn sure aren't allowing them to see a video of him blasting their corrupt regime. This is why cancel culture and the woke trying to limit free speech here at home is so important. Once you lose the right to speak freely, you'll never get it back, at least in our lifetime. It would take generations before the rights we lost would be returned, if they ever get returned. Earlier this year, Adam Silver gave an interview to Time Magazine. He spoke about the hundreds of millions of NBA fans in China. I've made the statement before that the NBA no longer cares about their American fan base. We've already seen the same thing with Nike. This summer, the CEO of Nike publicly stated that their most important market was not America. It was China. Adam Silver feels the same way about the NBA. He told Time Magazine the NBA's most important television partner was Tencent. Not ESPN, not ABC, not TNT. Tencent. It's all about the money. China has over a billion people the NBA can reach through Tencent. We only have, what, 330, 350 million here in America? Many of whom have turned their back on the NBA already for going woke and their relationship with China. Adam Silver, he also pushed back against American critics of the Chinese government. We can't institute global change by being critical. Working with the Chinese government has been a net positive for the NBA. Well, it depends on what you mean by net positive. Financially, yeah. Working with China has been great for the NBA. Kept them afloat through the COVID. It's made television ratings here at home not matter as much. Who cares if only 10 million people watch the NBA Finals? We had 30 million watching China. I was never a Trumper, you guys know that, although I do think Donald Trump is far better than the skeleton we have in office right now. But one of the things I did like about Donald Trump, he was not afraid to stand up to China, wasn't afraid to call out Adam Silver or other people who work with China. Adam Silver, on the other hand, he doesn't have the balls to stand up to LeBron James. So I have no expectation that he is going to stand up to a powerful dictator and condemn him for removing an NBA game from the schedule. Like I said, he's probably hiding under his desk right now, hoping the CCP doesn't remove every NBA game the rest of the season. Tencent has removed all Celtics games for the foreseeable future. It's the same with the Philadelphia 76ers. They refuse to show them in China. Why? Because Daryl Morey is the general manager. And he pissed them off 2 years ago when he was with another organization altogether. The government in China, they're just so understanding. They don't hold grudges. But keep working with them, Adam Silver. Keep bowing your knee. Keep opening your mouth, waiting for them to shoot their shot. All right, let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Enes Kanter speaking out against the Chinese government while Adam Silver and the rest of the NBA continue to say nothing. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.